Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. I am Rebecca Miller, and I am your guest co-host along with Christina Liu, who is a the Christina Liu Hour. So now we're back to the Christina Liu Hour. The first hour, of course, we were both co-hosting and talking with Mike Kelly, who gave us a lot of great information. So before break, Christina, we were talking about Project Independence transportation program. Some of the changes that are happening right now as of July 1st, as we return to normal, ridership is way up. Mm-hmm. And that goes both for Project Independence riders and also all the taxi companies, people going back to work and just their regular rides. So effective yesterday, July 1st, taxi food shopping will run 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday only. So it's 10 to 2, Monday through Friday. And we're trying now, we're returning back to the time that we used to run food shopping pre-pandemic. And those hours were chosen because they are nowhere, they are past rush hour morning and enough before rush hour in the afternoon, and also before when schools get let out. So the taxi companies now, a lot of them are down drivers. So we're trying to, you know, kind of accommodate everybody. And you know, there could really be delays, especially if you're choosing or need to travel during rush hour times. If you avoid rush hour, there's a lot more drivers available. Rush hour, any time between, you know, before 9:30, and really after 2:33 o'clock, closer to 3:30, rush hour starts. You know, people coming home or they're arriving from their 3 o'clock shift ending in the city to the train. So rush hour is very complicated to be traveling. You know, we can maybe get you to your appointment at 3 o'clock, no problem. But if you're there an hour and a half, your ride will more than likely be delayed, and it has a lot to do with traffic. So traffic is, we can't predict it. You know, sometimes it's like, wow, we got there really fast. And other times you're stuck, especially close to rush hour. So, you know, these are like little tidbits that we
And I think it's
like
just to keep
share.
The program, listen, running smooth on all ends. You know, obviously we want the rider to not be stressed out. And whatnot, and just the taxi cab. So it's just kind of finding that balance of little steps to do to make it, you know, the best. But I see we are going to switch over. We have our fabulous county executive is going to be coming on to talk about all the wonderful stuff that's going on. So she'll be on shortly. I see her signing on now. So that'll be great. But I think as far as transportation goes, Beck, if anyone has any questions, they can always call 311. Or 869-6311, and specifics, they can be connected to Shari, our fabulous mobility manager, who can kind of give us all the ins and outs of that and changes that are, you know, evolving.
Transportation, Project Independence Transportation would not be where it is without Shari Baton.
She Absolutely.
Is a fabulous mobility manager and just really knows the ins and outs by now. So welcome, County Executive Laura Curran. It's so great to have you back traveling. We're grateful. How are you today?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm great. Yeah, speaking of transportation, I am traveling happily. I am where cell service should be good. So we should have a good conversation okay. today. Any pesky interruptions?
Great. That's what we like to hear.
That's wonderful. So what's happening? Anything new? I mean, we seem to, you know, the first question is always, is there any updates concerning COVID? Anything new? Any good news? Any unusual news?
Well, the news continues to be very good. Our positivity rate is about 0.3%, where it's been for a long time. The other day we had 15 COVID hospitalizations. Compare that with 2,400 at the height of COVID. About 79.5% over are vaccinated. That means having had at least one dose. And close to 94% of seniors 65 and over, the same thing. So it's quite remarkable. You know, we're really ahead of the state. We're ahead of the country as a whole. And I congratulate and thank our residents for making this happen. And I know that transportation was the big topic right before I came on. I just came from a press conference with the Long Island Railroad and Nice Bus, you know, encouraging people to consider public transportation this summer with these high vaccination rates. And they still have all of the protocols in place on the buses and the trains. A lot of folks are taking the train, not just to get to work, but to go to the beach, to go to different downtowns, you know, up in Great Neck, Port Washington. They're part of the Discover Long Island Downtown Deals program, where you can get a special app and get discounts. Also, if you're in the town of Oyster Bay, there's Farmingdale and Rockville Center down in South Shore where I live. But up in North Hempstead, you've got Great Neck and Port Washington, which are two fabulous downtowns. You can get discounts on all those downtown businesses, restaurants, shops, whatever it is. And it's a great way to support our local community. You know, when you go to a local business, 66 cents of that dollar you spend stays in the community. So when we talk about recovering from the pandemic and empowering our communities, getting our economy going again, it's a very easy way to do it. You got to eat, you got to buy shoes. Why not do it locally?
Absolutely. No, that's great. You know, and especially, you know, with the nice weather, I think it's nice to get out there and go to these little shops. You can get lunch. You can make a whole day of all these things locally.
Yeah, but you can go down to the beach. You know, the Jones Beach concerts are happening. There's a lot going on. We're really reclaiming our summer with the concerts, the pool's open, everything's open. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, I love that. Reclaiming our summer.
I like that. Yeah, I feel like we need t-shirts, you know. That's,
I like that. I think that's the phrase there.
I do. I like that too.
I love it.
Reclaiming summer. So we have a big weekend coming up. I know that there's a lot going on. Unfortunately, we've got some bad weather looking like maybe clearing up after tomorrow. What good stuff is going on in Nassau County for us over the 4th of July weekend?
We've got fireworks displays happening all around the county. We've got concerts, parades. You know, it's a great time to celebrate our nation's independence. One word out there. I don't know if any of your listeners are fans of illegal fireworks, but I would encourage them to stay away from it. Leave it to the professionals. And, you know, the sparklers, little sparklers the kids like to play with, they seem very innocent, but actually most injuries due to fireworks are due to sparklers. Kids burn their clothes, they burn their hands. Unfortunately, last year, this wasn't a sparkler, but there was a fireworks mishap. And, 20-year-old, one of our residents, 20-year-old guy, has a permanently damaged hand because of it. So, you know, you can buy them out of state. A lot of people like to set them off at block parties and other parties, but you don't know what's in them. They're not registered to be sold here in New York. They're not safe. So I love fireworks, but I'm definitely leaving it in the hands of the professionals. Another thing, it's also very annoying. We're getting a lot of complaints to our police department about these illegal fireworks. Keeps them up at night, scares the pets half to death. And you may not realize it, but it can trigger PTSD in folks who are susceptible to that and aren't expecting this to happen. And, you know, it's just not really, it's just,
no, absolutely. That's definitely good. We'll leave it to the professional so you can enjoy it, you know, from a distance, watching the beautiful display, you know, from the professionals handling it, I think is important. And now, Laura, we saw also that the capital improvement plan has recently been approved. So what is that going to entail?
Yeah, so, you know, we want to make sure that we're shoring up our infrastructure. We're repaving roads. We're continuing our campaign to break records and paving county roads, which are the main arterial roads that people depend on to get around. We're looking to invest in our parks and our bridges and our roads just to make sure that the infrastructure is is strong, which of course is good for our economy. If, you know, if our parks and all of our cultural institutions are shored up, that's good. That's also good for our economy. It's good for our quality of life here. And, you know, so that's just, you know, one of the very primary functions of local government. It is something that we take very seriously. And another primary function of government is to keep our residents safe. So I know we've talked about on the air before how Nassau County was deemed the safest community in America last mm-hmm. year by U.S. News and World Report. So I was very proud to announce yesterday that crime has actually dropped. Major crime has dropped again from this year, this time last year to this year, right now, 10.5%. Wow. So we never rest on our laurels. We're always looking for ways to build trust with communities, and that's what keeps our communities safe. We're really making sure that we have local police granularly involved with our communities, whether it's cops on bikes. You know, we've opened up the 6th Precinct. That was a couple of years ago. Adding more problem-oriented policing, those community policing to each of our precincts. And looking to lead, you know, intelligence, data-driven, intelligence-led policing that really helps. And, of course, always continuing to build trust. When you build that trust, we've opened up the first 3 PALs for the first time in 50 years. We have cops on bikes in some of our neighborhoods to get, you know, a little bit more of a human feel, you know, so it's not always just the cop driving by in the cruiser kind of anonymously. We have a really good Explorers program, you know, which is for young people, high school and college age kids. We encourage young people to get involved with the Explorers program. And we're also looking to increase diversity within law enforcement. So we are, you know, working hard on how we can make that happen. And the Explorers program is a really great way to do it because of all of those young people, most of them are minority kids. There are a lot of young women who are involved, and it's a great way to get introduced to a possible career in law enforcement. And honestly, the Explorers program is so great because if you don't go into law enforcement, if you find something else to do with your life, it gives you really good skills. It teaches you a lot about the world, about discipline, about just the importance of showing up. So I'm encouraging, you know, our young folks to have a look at this.
Wow, there's a lot going on. And Laura, boy, you've been, we're actually gonna take our first break. We will be back with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, on Project Independence in You, WCWP.org. We will be right back.